Blog Talk Radio.
This is TTS Swag Radio. Stay fresh on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
Topic of the day is effort. What do y'all think effort is? Effort is a vigorous or determined attempt. Y'all think about what y'all definition of effort is while I ask Mama say something on the mic.
Today, guys, we're going to get back to the basics. We're going to get back to the core in the soul. We're going to play some soulful music today. And today's show is more like a thinking and a learning experience. Today we're going to talk about teens and just a mother and daughter relationship because I believe that women is the core to society. So we're going to talk about these things. So today will be a learning more than the interviews, and we'll continue interviews next week, Tuesday, and then also Sunday we have interviews. DJ J Prince is going to spin us a song real quick.
Okay, I'm about to play Brown Skin by India.
Every time I let you in.
Our goals, if we consistently put our goals off, we will never see them fulfilled. Okay, so that was a lot right there. So let me try to break it down to you. So this means we need to stop wanting and saying we're making an effort, but do it. We can't sit around and wait on things to come to us. We have to come to it because nothing in this life is free. So if you say you're doing something, then you should actually do it instead of keep claiming you're doing something that you are not. Okay, well, we're about to play a song right now.
We're about to play Dear Mama by Tupac.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old. Out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man.
always was committed. A poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
Strawberry Shortcake, and I got some quotes for you about effort. Happiness lies in the joy of achievement and the thrill of creative effort, by Franklin D. Roosevelt. If you have a positive attitude and constantly strive to give your best effort, eventually you will overcome your intimidated problems and find you are ready for greater challenges, by Pat Riley. We all have dreams, but in order to make dreams come into reality, it takes an awful lot of determination, dedication, self-discipline, and effort, by Jesse Owens.
Next, guys, I'm gonna let you listen to a clip of a poem that touched me. This is from a kid's perspective as to something to her mother. We as women, we have been, even if you don't have kids, you're relatable because you was somebody's kid, of course. So this is maybe how you was feeling or somebody you know was feeling. This just really touched me. So we're going to play this clip to this poem, and then we're going to come back and we're going to go into that poem. DJ J. Prince, spin the poem for me.
Thank you. Mama says you're a pretty girl. You're my angel, my baby, my star, my world. But if this is true, Mama, if this is fact, then why do you say such hurtful comments to me? How can you do me like that? You look like a slut in that dress. Those yoga pants say that you want much more. And if you leave my house looking like that, everyone will think that you're just another loose girl. But why should I care, Mama? Why should what they think matter? Because nothing hurts me more than to hear you point out that my thighs have gotten fatter, or that being a sexual person makes me a bad daughter. I'm either your little good girl or that slut who likes it rough. But when I plead in opposition, you say, girl, you need to calm down and listen. You're just a little too tough. You need to smile just a tad bit more, but not too much, because then you'll look like a whore. I either eat too much or not enough. I'm too thin or too thick, too fat or too skinny. But Mama, why can't you hear me? I have a woman's body, and I will not apologize for that. It's the body that you passed down to me. So how can you shame me like that? These thick thighs, these full lips, these killer curves, these bodacious hips, you're the one who blessed these gifts upon me. So how can you say the ugly things that you do about my body? These questions are not out of spite for you, neither contempt or disdain. I just wish that you would take the time to contemplate the words you're always saying, because I can't spend another day listening to your internalized hate. For years and years, I've tried not to let it bother me, but I can't anymore, because women need to learn to live in harmony. Divide and conquer. That's how they keep us down. That's how they hold us back. They make you feel shameful for the skin that you're in, and see to it that we pass it on to the next of kin. But that's gotta stop, Mama. We can't be about that life anymore. I just wanna love my body, be a sexual being, and know that you won't see me as just another whore. That you'll still be able to think of me positively. That you'll be able to see me for more than just my body. Mama, you say I'm a pretty girl. I'm your angel, your baby, your star, your world. But if this is true, Mama, if this is fact, I need you to stop saying the hurtful things you say to me. I need you to have my back.
Okay, that was a poem by a girl about her mother. Okay, you guys, so from listening to that poem, we know now that moms and daughters need to make an effort to connect with each other. We are all the same sexual beings, so I don't understand why we shouldn't be able to communicate with each other and talk to each other and say we always saying bad things about one another. We should be lifting each other up than down. Okay, Ax, Mama's got something to say.
I want to say to the parents out there, when we talk to our daughters, because they are our future, when we speak to them, make sure we're speaking light into them and make sure that they're receiving it the way that it's supposed to be received. Because when I heard that poem, I came from a mother's point of view. I tell my daughter, don't wear certain things that's the wrong attention you want to perceive. You know, so hearing that poem, I never thought that the child would maybe perceive it in a different way. So after hearing that poem, I had asked my daughter, do I make you feel this way? When I suggest certain things or I say certain things, does it have this attract to you? Is that what you're thinking I'm trying to say? Is that hurting your feelings? So parents, we need to have deep conversations and make sure we're interpreting, the kids are interpreting the things that we want them to, because we all know a wrong could become a right could become a wrong, depending on the person's interpretation of the facts. So make sure that we're doing it. And if you're grown and you don't have kids, but you were that little girl, your mother said them things to you. You recall in your childhood to where you felt like that little girl. ask yourself, is there any little girl that I could possibly be a role model for? Can I reach out to a little girl to kind of save them? Because we all as women have been there before. So if you don't directly have kids, be a big sister to somebody. Because it's going to take a group of us to bridge that gap. Let's bridge some gaps. Let's think of how can I help? How can I be a positive influence? Or if you're a guy listening and you have a daughter, make sure that when you tell her certain things, she's not perceiving it that way as well. Because we know that the little girls are daddy's little girls. The father really plays a heart in a girl. So make sure, fathers, that you're saying these things to your kid, but you're explaining it to them, and make sure they're not interpreting it in an incorrect way. Now, Jay Prince is going to play another song while you guys think about that. But if you have anything to say on that, we're going to take some callers, or you can text us and let us know your thoughts or opinions. Jay Prince, play us a song, please.
Girls, you know you better. Watch out. Some guys are only about called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to bend your man? You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. Are you still defending them now? Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails up out Koreans. Come again. And his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they defend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of the basement, the pretty basement. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. In the facing court case when the child support late. Money taking home, breaking out. You wonder why women hate me. The sleepy silent man, the punk domestic violence man. The quick to stop asking them, stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right with them? How you gonna win? Within. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, come again.
Yeah.
Grace, and we back. I'm about to tell y'all about a little gossip that I have heard on my website, Blossom. Okay, well, Future has a new album called Purple Religion, and as y'all know, last year was the year for Future. He produced 2 number one hits on the Billboards, and is Amber Rose and
Amber Rose and Drake, ain't they dating DJ J Prince? Ain't what they
Well, yes. It says they were secretly saw in Miami walking into a hotel together.
Okay, that's the tea. A future album not called Purple Rain? I thought it was Purple Rain.
No, it's Purple Religion, and it is on Live Mixtape, SoundCloud, and YouTube.
Okay, okay. Any more gossip we got? What about Toni Braxton? Didn't you say she got, like, a movie or something coming out? Toni Braxton, DJ J Prince? Do she got a movie coming out?
Toni Braxton has a movie, and there's this lady that plays her and looks so much like her. And as y'all know, Toni Braxton has got played over her years.
Got played? What do you mean she got played?
Her manager took more than the cut as he was supposed to.
Oh, okay, okay. Because I was going to say, I like the Braxton family values, okay? Let's get a little more serious. Let's pray. Make sure we keep the people in Michigan in your prayers for their water supply. It's still not working. People are shipping them over bottles of water and things of that nature. I have family in Flint, Michigan, so I want to pray for them. And we just keep them up in our prayers about the water supply. Because I couldn't imagine us not using water in Georgia. Like, we use water for everything. So to have your water contaminated, it's really a crisis. So let's keep them in our prayers, and let's just do that. And you guys, tell me what you think about the song or the poem. The poem was nice. Anybody got any comments or something about the poem? Okay, while y'all think about that, 310, we're going to come to you after this song. Go ahead and play a song, and then we're going to come to 310 and get comments and concerns about the poem that we played. DJ J Prince, spin the song for me.
Yeah, my hair and my ass, babe. But so what?
So what?
I get my rent paid with it, and my tits give me trips to places I can't pronounce right. He said he'd keep it coming if I keep my body tight. And them bitches stay mad, 'cause I'm living the life. 'Cause I'm living the life. Oh, most people think I'm shallow, 'cause I'm always dressed like I'm going out to the club. But I gotta keep up, 'cause there's new chicks popping up every day. And they want the same thing.
Looking at me like that.
your brother, nigga. You could be in a gym working on your figure like me, too.
Don't I deserve to be privileged? Don't I deserve to get the very best?
Cause it ain't easy in this mind all the time.
Cause if it worked, then we all could do it.
But we can't now, no. So please don't kill my vibe. Don't be mad cause you coach class and I'm in that G5.
For more details, 770-799-6038.
Now we're going to go ahead and take a caller to discuss that poem. 310, are you there?
Hello,
310. Okay, what
Hello?
Did you think when you heard that poem?
I thought the poem was very beautiful, actually. The way she worded everything, the way she had put it to help everyone understand. I feel like I could relate to it a little bit, but not too much, because I wasn't allowed to do a lot of stuff. I wasn't allowed to, like, wear French tips, wear weave, or dye my hair since I was, like, 16. I couldn't wear leggings. Me and my sister both have different body types. I have more hips and a butt than her, so she was able to wear leggings, and I couldn't because of my body type. But the way Mama had put it, I completely understood her reasoning for it. And, yeah, that's about it.
Okay. So you coming from a different angle. You coming from where your mother actually sat you down and told you why she said something. So you didn't never feel like that girl felt.
Yeah, I didn't feel the way she felt as far as that, but as far as it was certain things my mom has said that kind of affected me, but it wasn't
okay.
As far as the way I dressed.
Okay.
It was a different way. So I feel
okay.
I can relate to her as far as your mother saying certain things, but as far as, you know, my body type and everything like that, I can't relate to that part.
Okay. Well, you have it. That's a caller telling us their perspective. Anybody else want to call in and tell me your perspective? No problem. You can text us or you can call in live. We're going to play another song, and then we'll be back to the call line.
Play all day, puff on the line. brighter nights breathe with peace. Found by leaps and soul to reach my soul to keep. The passion deep and filled with heat. Living this life on the hustle, I barely get enough time. You know me from the platinum, how I stack them and shine. You see a lot of contenders, they try to end up in my world. A reputation known as the untouchable girl. I'm moving on and now I'm trying to make a change in my ways. Be the best that I can be to last me all of my days. Now we can blaze pathways or just take our time. Better holler if you hear me, cause left eye gon' shine. My eyes don't lie, see how they glisten when you pass me by. You and I don't need permission to be unified. Surely I done seen and heard of many places. Then I traveled around the world, see many faces. Don't let another one get near me if you wanna be true. And show me that nobody else can do it better than you. So if you're serious, I'm curious to see what you got. My love is furious, cause I believe in glowing up spots.
With you, this ain't the honeymoon, past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love, at times we get sick of love, it seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow.
What is a baby gonna do?
And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh, this time we'll take it slow, take it slow. Oh, oh, this time we'll take it slow. This ain't a movie, no, no fairy tale conclusion, y'all. It gets more confusing every day. Sometimes it's heaven sent, then we head back to hell again. We kiss, then we make up on the way. I hang up, you call. We rise and we fall, and we feel like just walking away. As on offense, we take second chances, though it's not a fence. See, I still want you to stay. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, this time we'll take it slow.
Maybe we should say way to go. Cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Oh, oh, oh. This time we'll take it slow. Take it slow. Slow, take it slow. Oh, 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 oh. This time we'll take it slow.
Okay, you guys, that was a lovely song by John Legend. Remember, we are just ordinary people. Okay, in conclusion, today we talk about effort. Effort, kids and parents and moms need to put in effort to connect with each other and have an open relationship where you're able to talk to your parents without feeling any type of, like, judgment. She's going to judge you. Y'all need to have an open conversation to be able to talk to each other. And also, effort was in there, like make an effort to do something. If somebody else doesn't make the effort, then you could try and make the effort. Okay, we are going to play the song, the poem, my bad, the poem again for those people who missed it.
Mama says you're a pretty girl. You're my angel, my baby, my star, my world. But if this is true, Mama, if this is fact, then why do you say such hurtful comments to me? How can you do me like that? You look like a slut in that dress. Those yoga pants say that you want much more. And if you leave my house looking like that, everyone will think that you're just another loose girl. But why should I care, Mama? Why should what they think matter? Because nothing hurts me more than to hear you point out that my thighs have gotten fatter, or that being a sexual person makes me a bad daughter. I'm either your little good girl or that slut who likes it rough. But when I plead in opposition, you say, girl, you need to calm down and listen. You're just a little too tough. You need to smile just a tad bit more, but not too much, because then you'll look like a whore. I either eat too much or not enough. I'm too thin or too thick, too fat or too skinny. But Mama, why can't you hear me? I have a woman's body, and I will not apologize for that. It's the body that you passed down to me. So how can you shame me like that? These thick thighs, these full lips, these killer curves, these bodacious hips, you're the one who blessed these gifts upon me. So how can you say the ugly things that you do about my body? These questions are not out of spite for you, neither contempt or disdain. I just wish that you would take the time to contemplate the words you're always saying, because I can't spend another day listening to your internalized hate. For years and years, I've tried not to let it bother me, but I can't anymore, because women need to learn to live in harmony. Divide and conquer. That's how they keep us down. That's how they hold us back. They make you feel shameful for the skin that you're in, and see to it that we pass it on to the next of kin. But that's gotta stop, Mama. We can't be about that life anymore. I just wanna love my body, be a sexual being, and know that you won't see me as just another whore. That you'll still be able to think of me positively. That you'll be able to see me for more than just my body. Mama, You say I'm a pretty girl. I'm your angel, your baby, your star, your world. But if this is true, Mama, if this is fact, I need you to stop saying the hurtful things you say to me. I need you to have my back.
Divide and conquer. That's what she said. They divide and conquer. We're going into tax time, and tax time is always funny to me because everybody is rich at tax time. Everybody go buy a car, they buy a car, and they do these things on benefits of their children. And you got some kids that feel like this little girl. But the mother is, hey, it's tax season. She's going out to the club. She's balling. She's doing a whole bunch of nonsense. Let's get back to our kids. Let's get back to strengthening our youth and building our communities. So this tax season, if you're listening, shout out to my girl Frenchie that also does taxes. If anybody needs their taxes done, she's in Atlanta. She does taxes as well. Shout out to her. She got the hoverboards as well as the tax thing going on. Real independent woman, and I appreciate her. She's a supporter of the radio station, so we do appreciate her. But I want to encourage everybody that's listening, whether you're online or you're actually tuning in, when you get taxes, put some money aside. Let's see how we can build up each other. You know, if I got $5,000 and my homegirl got $5,000, that's $10,000. Now we can build a business. Let's start investing into our future. Let's stop this vicious cycle of buying things and balling temporarily. Let's ball for life. Let's use our minds this tax season because we know when Obama get out of office, it's going to be wow. That's all I can say. It's going to be history. So let's make sure that we're preparing for things and we're being proactive and not reactive people. So I encourage you, mothers, women, kids, let's start working together because it's strength in numbers. Now we're going to play our final song, which is our theme song. We thank y'all for calling in. We thank you for listening, and we'll see you back Tuesday. And also DJ J Prince is going to say the winner of last week's battle. DJ J Prince?
Okay, well, there was two competitors, Fonte and Tigatay and Podes. Well, Podes and Tigatay are the winners. Sorry. Clap, bro. Strength in numbers. Well, we're about to play our theme song, like Ask Mama just said, and it's your boy DJ J Prince signing out. Princess Nina. Strawberry Shortcake. See you next time.
This is DJ Swag Radio. Take breaks on the ones and twos. Stay tuned. Host on Swag Radio, the hottest, newest radio station for us. We're bringing y'all hot new y'all.